Hello, Soaps and Fleming.
Hi, Ruben.
This is Ruben.
Hi, Ruben. This is Nadine with Local Splash.
Oh, hey, how you doing?
I'm good. I'm like, I know he ain't still at the gym. I'm just teasing you. I figured you probably got busy with calls or I don't know.
I did. I actually did get swamped. I'm sorry, yeah.
I figured that because I'm like, okay, I know he said call him back, and I was a little late in calling you back. I'm all, but he must have picked up a job or something. Plumber's work's never done. You know what I mean?
I know. Tell me about it.
Well, that's a good thing, though, right? You have work. Okay. Well, I just wanted to still follow up with you. I mean, were you interested, you know, in the program that we were offering? Did you even look at the emails I sent you?
I did. And definitely the interest is there. I did recently start today, actually. I think I mentioned it to you last week with Angelique.
Yeah.
And so far, I mean, I'm already having somewhat issues with them as far as, like, communication. they don't seem to listen when I'm telling them, okay, I'm ready to start today, right? But they activated my account since last week, and so I got a charge for a call that I wasn't even aware of. So now there's sort of like a dispute with them. They're trying to credit me back, so I'm dealing with that right now.
Oh, my God. I'm sorry. Well, hopefully they resolve it.
I hope so, but we're already off to a bad start, so I don't know
Yeah. Well, you know, and that's why I had sent you the emails too, because it's different the way we operate compared to, and I'm not bad mouthing them. Please don't take it like that, because I don't disrespect anybody in that way. Every program is different. The difference with us and what we offer compared to them is they're going to be live calls. Whether you take the job or not, we're not going to tell you, oh, you had to take that job. You know what I mean? You could be super selective. But typically 90% of searches are going to start and stop on the first page of Google. I mean, if you were in need of a plumber, right, obviously you couldn't do it yourself, let's say. Where do you think your clients are going to typically perform a search looking for your services?
Either Yelp or Google.
There you go. And that's where they're going. You know what I mean? So it's opportunity that we're offering you, but at the end of the day, you know, Ruben, the ball's in your court, right? You know what you can and can't do, and you know what you're capable of handling. I guess my question is, do you want to see how it pans out with Angie's? Or, I mean, is that what you're thinking?
So just to recap a little bit, right? So if I move forward with you guys, every search that's done, my page would pop up, and my company would pop up on the first page of that page?
Yes, correct. It's going to pop up as one of the top recommended options. So I will never tell you you're going to be number five, or you'll come up as number one, or you'll come up, you know, as number six. Not even Google can give you the placement, like the exact number position that you'll appear on, because it's going to depend on what keywords they're using, where they're performing the search from. So if they're looking for a plumber, there's different variations. Plumber, repiping, video inspection, unclogged drains. You know, there's just so many different ways that people perform a search when they're looking for a plumber. Sometimes they're very specific to the service that they're needing. Our job is to always make sure that you're coming up in the search results. So they're going to see So Clean, okay, plumbing with your phone number, your business name, they're going to click on your phone number. They're going to call you directly. They're going to even see the link for your website. That's what they're going to view. So with Angie's, what you have is a profile on their website. So even for someone to find you, they got to go to Angie's, and they're performing a search there. Do you see what I'm saying? But that lead, you're getting a lead with apparently the information from someone who's, you know, got an interest in your service. The only downfall to that is you're not the only one who's getting that lead. They're also sending it, Ruben, to a couple other companies that are your competitors. And I don't say it that it's a bad thing, but you're kind of having to call those guys, you know, those leads that you get within 5 to 10 minutes, or else if not, guess what? Those other companies just beat you to the call.
That's correct. I heard that
and
over
that's
the weekend.
How it works. You know, and I don't say it again as a downfall, but if you're one – And I'm going to tell you, you're a busy person. You're a plumber. Do you really have time to stop what you're doing and call that lead as soon as you get it? Wouldn't it be more beneficial? I mean, I don't know, that they call you directly because they're needing your service.
Right, right. Okay.
And you could generate some good business off of that. I'm not saying you can't, but you got to really be on top of it. It takes work, you know? I know others that are very successful with Angie's. I mean, they use their program and ours, but I know they're like on top of those leads when they come in. So you can be successful with their program. You just got to know how to work it.
Right, right. Okay. And again, you mentioned that you guys also would focus on the Facebook page, right, as far as...
Correct. We do the Facebook ads. We're not going to do, like, your Facebook posting, right? I encourage you, even when you complete a job, post a picture. Say what you completed, right? That's keeping your content fresh, okay? So what we do as far as the Facebook, we're going to do Facebook advertising. When someone does that search on Google, even if they don't call you, but now they go to their Facebook page, they're going to see your ad appear because we're going to retarget them with it. So it's almost as if it's reminding them you were looking for a plumber or you were looking for this. Here's the company that offers it. When they click on your ad, they will be calling you directly. So it's a click-to-call ad. You're not going to pay for click fees because you're paying a flat rate.
Right.
Make sense?
Got it. Okay.
And then we don't tinker with your website, but we definitely want to make sure that your website's always attached to where your business is listed. And then we cover the mobile platform. So whenever someone's using like their iPhone, their Android, their tablet, they can still pull you up on that first page of Google. So it's like basically, I'm telling you, it's going to cover all of your bases, but it's a month-to-month program. Again, we'll ask you to stick it out 2 months, but you pay monthly. And you can cancel at any time. We're not going to hold you hostage. You just got to make sure you at least call, you know, 3 business days before the billing is due so that way you don't incur the charge.
Okay.
Okay. So just to kind of, you know, just a recap, the initial investment is $348 because you're paying the $249 the first month, and then you're paying the $99 one-time setup fee. You'll never pay that setup fee again. Then after that, you're just paying every month $249 a month. That price will never change, whether you were with us 6 months or 6 years. So you're actually grandfathered into the price. Okay?
Okay. And all that is, you sent that to me, through email.
Yes, so I did send you everything. Where I sent it to was the Ruben Hernandez 714@hotmail.com.
And I could pay, online, right?
You can. I can have my manager set it up so that way you can just process your payment online while we're on the phone. If you don't feel comfortable, you know, giving it over the phone, that's fine. I have clients that do it all the time.
Yeah, if it's okay, if I could just pay for it on the email link, if it's on there.
Yeah, then, what I'll do is this. So if you have 10 minutes, Ruben, I want to at least set up your account. I'm going to send you your username and password. So that way you can go in, and I'm going to tell you where you're going to go in, and you're going to enter your payment information. Once you process that, okay, then what we're also going to do is schedule your client interview. The client interview, we would schedule that for tomorrow, but I want to schedule that at a time that's convenient for you because the sooner that I get you through that client interview, the faster we're going to be moving. Okay?
Okay.
So the email address that you always want to use, I mean, when we correspond with you and that's where your receipt is going to go, is the RubenHernandez714@hotmail.com, right?
That's fine, yes.
Okay. And then the telephone number that you're going to want listed for the business is going to be the 714-363-7765, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Now, the company name, how I see it written, is SO, S-O, with a capital S. So Clean is one word, but the S and the K are capitalized, correct?
Yes, correct.
And then Plumbing right after that. Okay.
Yes, and then Inc., I-N-C.
You want the ink right after. Perfect. That's what I want to clarify. Okay. So SoClean Plumbing, Inc. Now,
yes.
Where do you have the business registered at? Is it like at your home address?
It's my home address, yes.
Okay. What's that address? And that address will be hidden. It's not going to show anywhere on Google. It's just so that they know where your location is. You're what's considered a home office.
Got it. Okay. It's 8822. Dudman Drive, D-U-D-M-A-N. Drive in the city of Garden Grove.
92841 is a suggestion that's coming up for me.
That's correct.
Okay, perfect. So let me do this. And I know you mentioned you already have your Facebook page, right?
Yes.
The one set up for the business. Okay.
Correct.
All right. So I'm just going to set something up real quick here. And then what I'm going to do, and on this phone, you can still get text messages, right, to this phone number?
Yes, but I think I'm not sure if I can send it to you, but when I'm on the phone, it disconnects, like, my internet.
Oh, it does?
Because I have two lines on this phone. So if I'm on the phone, I can't receive emails or text messages while I'm on the phone. That makes sense.
Okay. No worries. That's okay.
Apparently, it's a T-Mobile.
It's a T-Mobile thing?
Yeah. I'm not sure why it does that, but...
Listen,
yeah.
It's funny that you say that because my cousin has T-Mobile, and sometimes I'm like, hey, man, I texted you and you don't respond. That's rude. And then she's like, I never got your text, and I'll literally send her a screenshot, and she's like, serious? And I'm like, yeah. And I'm like, man, you better switch to Verizon. And I'm just like, I say that because I have Verizon. Okay, so I'm just going to be, how does your schedule look for tomorrow, if you don't mind me asking? Because I kind of want to see what's even available on the calendar.
Tomorrow, I'm checking my schedule real quick. Give me a sec.
Okay.
Wednesday would probably be better.
Wednesday for you? For the client interview? Yeah, I mean, whatever works. You know what I mean? Whatever, so here's the thing. I like to schedule it the sooner the better, because the sooner we get you through the client interview, I mean, of course, the faster we're moving too. You know what I mean? So let me do this. I'm going to go here. Okay. And I'm just going to get this set up. When are you going to be able to go online to process the payment and all that? I'm going to start doing some notes for you, too, on your account.
I could do it once I get home. Again, right now that we're
okay.
On the phone, I can't even do it.
Yeah, no worries. So what you're going to do, right, is when you get in there, I'm going to send you an email, okay? I'm going to also send you a text. I know you can't get it right now. Do you get? I'll send it to you after we disconnect the phone, right? Because so that way you get it. Does that make sense?
So it'll come in after the phone call. So it'll
still
come
in.
I just can't get it.
Not while
like,
we're on the phone. Oh,
yeah.
Okay. Makes sense. Okay. So there's going to be a part, and I'll send you the steps on how you're going to go into your client dashboard. I'll send you the username and password, and on the email, I'm going to tell you, go to this spot. You're going to click on where it says reactivate. You're going to put in your information, how it reads on your card. You're going to put your card information. We're not going to see any of that because it's going to mask it. Okay? And then what do you call it? What I want to do is go through your notes, and then I'm going to also walk you through the 90-second voice verification recording. It's going to be for your protection because it just outlines our service agreement and all, okay?
Okay?
When it comes to your services, I know I was looking at your website, and I think we kind of talked about that too. Let me just go back to it. So I know you do, like, the repiping, water heaters. What else did I see on there? Water heaters, emergency services, the water treatment systems, do you do those pretty much or no?
Yeah, I do, yes.
Okay. What about, like, do you want me to put repiping, video inspections, anything else that you say, like, that's really got to be there?
Yeah, it's mostly, we do leak detections.
Yes,
so
that's what I saw too.
Yeah, leak detections for water and gas.
Oh, for both?
Yes. So gas leak detection, slab leak detections. What's it called?
Slab leak? Okay.
Yes, slab leak detections. Sewer repairs, sewer inspection.
Okay. What about those shut-off valves I was looking at? Emergency shut-off valves?
Yeah, emergency shut-off valves. Fixture installations.
Yes, I saw that.
Water heaters, tankless water heaters.
Ooh, okay. My sister-in-law just got one of those.
Yeah, tankless water heaters. What else? I mean, pretty much do it all.
And then you'll go over more now. Do you want both residential and commercial, or do you have a preference?
Both.
Okay. And then all OC. And then when we communicate with you, do you prefer phone calls, text messages, emails, all three, phone and text? What's your preference?
Phone and text.
Phone and text. What's your hours of operation, or are you just 24/7?
24/7.
Okay. And I know you mentioned you're licensed, insured.
Yes.
And then your Facebook page, you already have that. What you're just going to do is just add us on as managers. The technician will walk you through it on Wednesday. 24/7 here. Okay, and then forms of payments that you take.
Cash, credit, checks, pretty much everything.
Okay. Zelle? Venmo?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. All right. Wednesday, what time are you thinking for your client interview?
Wednesday.
I have appointments starting as early as 7 o'clock, but I don't think you want us calling you that early. I'll tell you what I have. 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 1, 2, or 3?
1 should be okay.
1. Okay. So I'll send you a calendar invite for Wednesday. Your client interview is going to be between 1 and 2 o'clock, and we'll call you from an 877 number. You just want to make sure that you're answering all calls within that hour. Now, tonight, once you process your payment, right, you're going to get the receipt sent to you, but I'm still going to call you tomorrow, Ruben, to make sure you got the receipt and to go over the receipt with you, okay? But for now, what I'm going to do is I'm going to walk you through your voice verification recording, okay? It's 90 seconds. Basically, what it's going to do is outline our service agreement. It is an added form of protection for you as well that we will send in writing along with your invoice, okay? Now, when I'm walking you through it, please, if there's something you don't understand, I want you to just stop and say, Nadine, what does that mean? So that way I can go back and review it with you and then rephrase it. I just want to make sure that you have a clear and firm understanding before we even process your payment. Does that sound good? Or well, before you process it. Okay.
Sounds good.
So, I'm going to turn on the recording, Ruben, and it reads like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business as how you will like it to read on the first page of Google.
I couldn't really hear that first part.
Okay. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. So to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business, how you will like it to read on the first page of Google.
So Clean Plumbing, Inc.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Ruben Hernandez, CEO.
Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
To get results as fast as fast as possible, Ruben, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. So as a result of increased visibility, just please be advised that you may get calls from third-party vendors that are unrelated to local splash. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls, text messages, and emails from local splash?
Yes.
Now, I also want you to be aware that, you know, someone might call you that's trying to sell you another type of online product. They're not associated with us. We're not going to call you to ask you to spend more money. In fact, right now, I'm going to put a security question on your account with us. So whenever we call, you always need to ask, what's my security question? You can either choose that it be your mother's maiden name, the city that you were born in, or your first pet's name. What would you like for the security question?
I'll do my son's name.
Okay. It's mother's maiden name, city that you were born in, or your first pet's name. It's one of those three.
Oh.
Oh.
Mother's maiden name.
Okay. What was her maiden name?
Leticia.
That was her maiden last name?
Oh, Leticia Lezama, sorry.
Lozano?
Lezama. L-E-Z-M-A-N. I mean, L-E-Z-A-M-A.
A-M-A. Lezama. Okay. So I want you to always get into the habit, like I said, of asking what's my security question, because if anyone ever hangs up on you, you know it wasn't us calling. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. Now, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
That's meaning
let me explain. What we're saying here is we're not saying you can't do additional online marketing. We're saying that before you do, give us a call so that we can make sure we're not already providing you that service. We don't want you investing more money if you don't need to. We're not saying that you can't do it. Just give us a heads up first so we can say, okay, yeah, Ruben, go ahead, because that doesn't interfere with what we're doing. Does that make sense?
Oh, okay, because I had mentioned I'm also with Angie League, so
that doesn't affect. No, because okay. That's something you're already doing previously. Anything after us, we're just saying, hey, just give us a ring and just give us a heads up of what you're doing, just so that way we make sure it's not interfering with what we're already doing. Because then that means you're spending more money. You know what I mean? Make sense?
Got it.
Okay.
Yeah.
So in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today's date, which is July 29th, 2024, in the non-refundable amount of $348. Now, Ruben, this is a two-month verbal agreement. So what that means is that on the 29th of August, you will be charged your second payment in the discounted amount of $249. Now, once your term is completed, Ruben, the agreement will automatically renew each month on the 29th day in the discounted amount of $249. However, you may pause or discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. So I'm going to say the number, but I'm going to also text it to you once we disconnect, because I know that you don't get the messages through while we're on the phone. So that number is going to be 877-635-6225. And what you're going to do is, I believe it's you hit prompt 1 or 2, and that's going to connect you to customer service. We are always here Monday through Friday, okay, 7 to 4. Pacific Standard Time. We're in OC, so we're always here those same hours. If you choose to pause or cancel the account, please make sure that you at least call 3 business days before your billing is due, so that way you don't get charged on that date, okay? And then we don't charge a cancellation fee. We part as friends. Simple as that.
Okay.
All right?
Okay.
You hold ownership of the Google business profile and everything, okay? Do you agree? Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Okay, yes. A quick question, though.
Yes, sir.
So the first month, I understand there's a setup fee.
Yes.
and a monthly fee. So I wouldn't be able to pause after the first month. I would have to get charged the second month and then pause, and then be able to pause after that?
Yes, and I'll tell you why. Because remember, Ruben, and I'll go over the timeline with you again.
No, because it's okay. I understand.
You just wanted to make sure you understood? Yes, correct.
So,
I would recommend. Yeah, mm-hmm. And it's only because we want you to give it a fair shot. Now, if after that second month, you're like, you know what, can we pause it? Like, I'm super bombarded, or you know what have you, or I can't do this right now. You just got to make sure you call 3 business days before, and you just say, pause it or cancel it. Simple as that.
Okay? I just want to make sure to know what, like, the amount I'm investing in for those 2 months. So.
Absolutely. So basically, yeah. If you look at it like this, right? Let me pull out my calculator here because my head's been working out all kinds of numbers this day between bills and everything else. So if you think about it like this, you're investing in these 2 months, you're going to be investing $597. Okay? That's what you're investing.
Got it. Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
All right. So I'm going to send you, once we disconnect the call, what I'm going to be doing is I'm going to text you our number to customer service. It's going to also have your username and password. I'm going to also email you as well the steps on how you're going to log into your client dashboard. Okay, it's going to have the hyperlink in there and what part you need to go into so you can submit your billing information there. Okay, and then you'll be all set. And then what I'll do is tomorrow I'm going to follow up with you to make sure that you got your receipt. Okay, and then just to make sure if you had any other questions as well. All right?
Got it. Okay.
Okay. Any specific time that you prefer I call you tomorrow? I know it's kind of hit and miss when you're a plumber, but you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, probably same time as...
Okay, around this time's good, like 2:30, 3 o'clock work for you?
Oh, no, I was going to say probably the same time as my virtual call, probably like around noon if possible.
Around noon? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have you down between 1 and 2. Okay, perfect. All right, so call you around then. Sounds good.
That's good.
All right. It's been a pleasure speaking with you, and I'll talk to you mañana, okay, in the afternoon. All right.
Thank you very much for all your help.
Have a good day. Bye.
You too. Bye-bye.